which is logic, frankly. Yes. And you have mantiq, which is logic as well. So you can study those things, it's fine. Like forms and... But don't... The majority of your arguments will come from social arguments. You know, philosophical arguments. A lot of it's grounded in logic, it's true. But the forms and... if you do predicate logic, it will be a big waste of time. Predicate logic will literally... You're studying the signs and... I don't know how to read that. You know, most people don't know how to read that or know how to communicate like that. So predicate logic and stuff like computer science, that's all logic, by the way. So unless you want to do... Now you can do some formal logic to know how arguments are formed. In Islamic studies, we have like As-Sulum al-Munawraq and proper like manuals of logic and fine. I went through that myself. But what I found was most beneficial for Dawah were the four things I mentioned. So moral philosophy, philosophy of religion, political philosophy, and comparative religion. Yeah, so in addition to Islamic studies, which you have to do, I said that if you study moral philosophy, political philosophy, philosophy of religion, and comparative religion, four topics. Now obviously, so one more thing, these are the niche areas. It's nice to have a historical background, because you won't be able to understand lots of concepts without modern historical knowledge. And it's also nice to have some kind of logical understanding as well, like in some logic, like formal logic. But you don't have to go into too many details. Then after you do that, you can start specializing in things you find interesting.
Okay. Why Hamza Zawdi studied philosophy?
Huh?
What Hamza Zawdi think about that?
He has the same opinion as I do.
Why did he study?
Philosophy.
Because he did he got a degree in philosophy.
Pardon?
Hamza, he got a degree in philosophy.
I think he's doing his doctorate now.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's saying that it's not... You think it's useless to do all...
If you ask him about predicate logic, he'll tell you it's useless, yeah. He'll tell you the same thing. Okay, it's a waste of time. He's done it himself. He's done a good job. He got high marks. But he says you don't use this in that one. It's like studying Microsoft Excel. You know Microsoft Excel? It's like that. Or computer science. Or Python or something. What's it called? Those programming things. Yeah, that's logic. That's a language of logic. If statement, this and that. It's all logic. So you need to specify the kind of thing you want to study.
Okay. Because we were hesitating between a degree in three subjects. Economy, philosophy, and...
There's a degree, yes. That's PPE. Have you seen
yes,
that one?
This is
that's a great one. Yeah. Very good, yes.
It's better than just philosophy.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Philosophy by itself is abstract, at least with economics. By the way, economics and philosophy are very much intertwined. Politics is a very good subject because you're going to study political philosophy, which is the most applicable one. It's the most talked about one. Yeah. Yeah?
Thank you very much.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.